God is a good God. He is good all the time. He's not good some of the times. He's always good. We say this, but sometimes we say it religiously. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. When God says come and receive for free, many times as Christians, maybe it's because of the way we grow up, it's hard for us to go to God and receive freely. I'm saying it's maybe because of the way we grow up, because we grow up in a world where we say nothing for mahala. We grow up saying no pain. May I have your attention? We grow up in a world which says no pain, no gain. We try to transfer that into our walk with God, and we think really there is no pain, there is no gain. But let me assure you, no pain, every gain, because of the finished work of the cross, because of the finished work of Calvary. You know, sometimes I ask myself, I organize these conferences, I ask myself, As a coordinator, I ask myself, I say, but why is it so difficult to deal with pastors? I'm saying, why is it so difficult to work with a lot of you? I've seen that it's the way we were brought up. Yesterday I received this message. Let me read it. I know many of you pastors received it, so it's not new to you. It goes something like this. Dear servant of God, you are kindly invited to a prayer meeting and distribution of shoes. Time 10 a.m. Venue UAFC. That was yesterday. May your first lady accompany you. I've seen that when we receive such kind of messages, we have no problem attending because of that sense of lack that Pastor Steve was talking about. We have this feeling that we have got an entitlement to free things. We I know this conference, when I was telling people that it's $10 registration fee. People were saying, and what are we going to get after that? And why the $10? We have this sense of entitlement. But what surprises me, when God himself says, come and get for free,
we refuse.
We don't want. But when people from America or from political parties, like this is from one political party, they say come and get free shoes there. Oh, I tell you, people will get there, people will flock to go and get free shoes. Amen. Hallelujah. Moses, this is our way.
Really understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That sense of lake, we should do away with it, man, as children of God. Psalms 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I shall not want. I have everything that I want. I have everything because of the finished work of Calvary. Everything that I want. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right. Let me touch a bit again on what Pastor Betty was talking about. Condemnation. Amen. Condemnation is not from God. Romans 8, 1 says, there is now therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Condemnation is from the devil. Condemnation is from men.
Amen.
There is no condemnation if you are in Christ Jesus. You have to believe your Bible. It's in your Bible. Romans 8, 1.
Romans 8, verse 1.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beloveds, do we really believe that there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus? But sometimes after saying it, we then begin condemning people again. Condemnation brings bondage. Did you hear the illustration that you gave about the free DVD? You don't go and receive the free DVD because of condemnation that is in you. Sense of guilt. All things as God deals with us are for free. Do you remember the example in Matthew chapter
20?
Jesus gave this illustration. He says there was a certain landlord who was looking for people to work in his vineyard. He went to the marketplace. He saw people just loitering. And he asked, why are you such just idle here? And they said, no one is hiring us out. Then the man said, okay, come and work. I'll give you this much. Let's say he promised them 500 rands at the end of the day. For every one of us to understand.
$50.
So these men, they went. The Living Bible says they went at 6 in the morning. Is it the Living Bible or the Good News?
Good News. At 9,
after 3 hours, he went again. He saw men idle, invited them to work. They started working. 12 o'clock, the same thing happened. People started working. 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Then at 5, he went and invited the last group. These people were going to knock off at 6. So the first group of people worked the whole day for 12 hours. The second group of people, they worked for 9 hours. The other one worked for 6. And the other one worked only for 2 hours. Amen. Do you know what this group, the first group said when they were being given their rewards? Because when the paymaster started giving people their money, the Bible says he started with those that came at last. $50 to the person who had worked for 1 hour. And when these who came at 6 in the morning saw these receiving $50, I think they started doing this.
Ah,
Tagaluma nasi. Amen. Hallelujah. But all, he went and he gave them 50, 50, 50, until he finished.
$50, $50.
And the Bible says, they said, this is unfair. Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes when you look at the gospel, it's unfair. It seems unfair. Imagine the story of the prodigal son that Pastor Steve was sharing yesterday. This elder brother stays at home, is good to the father, well behaved, a good guy, and this one goes on, he lives riotously. But he comes back and a fatted calf is killed for him. If you look at it, yes, it seems unfair. But the one who is always getting the short end of the stick is not you, is the father. Like here, the land owner is the one who was supposed to give maybe these guys who came last the least amount. But is the one who had the loss, he gave them 50. Are you seeing it? Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's the one who got the short end of the stick. But these guys were offended by the goodness of this man to these guys who came late. What offended them was the goodness of this man to these other guys. It wasn't their money. It was his money. And he was committed to give. And he also gave them what he had committed, what he had promised them, he gave them. But they were offended. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You can imagine what they went about talking. If there's on the next day he would come looking for people to work in his field, they would say, don't wait for that man. He used us yesterday. Don't wait for him. Don't go and wait. He used us yesterday. The same way we are offended when the gospel is given for free to the sinners. That's why we can't even take the gospel to the sinners. We are offended that how can God make things so simple? It's too good to be true. That's the meaning. That's the very meaning of the gospel. It means too good to be true. You are the guilty party. You are the offender. You are the one who is supposed to be judged. The illustration that we are getting here, all your sin is not pronounced on you. All your sin is transferred to this one. You are supposed to go free, and the lamb is going to carry your sins. You are declared righteous. You are declared free. You are declared holy without doing any holy act, without doing any righteous act. But the Bible is calling you that you are righteous. God made him, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Talking of Jesus, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that you might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Not because of what you do, not because of your performance, not because of our good works, because of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So the righteous acts are coming out of a transformed or a changed heart. I'm not doing them to impress God. I'm doing them because God loves me. I'm not doing
causing them to manipulate God. It's an inside out thing. It's something that is coming from within because of the work that is finished at Calvary. And the same work that I've believed in. I've believed in the finished work of Calvary. I can now do it. I told you earlier on that you can't believe and not do. But you can do. You can pretend without believing. And there is no change there. But when it's coming from within, coming out, inside out, effortless change, it's because of the finished work of Calvary. Amen. Amen. Are you promoting loose living? If that's what you want to hear, that's where your heart is leaning against. We never said that. Amen. Grace is the power to change, beloveds. Grace is that power to change. When I'm in love, like I'm in love with my wife, I don't do anything to offend her because I'm in love. I don't do anything to hurt her because I'm in love. Don't tell me that if we preach grace, we are giving people license to sin. People are still going to sin without you giving them a license. People are not sinners because they sin. They sin because they are sinners. You didn't hear it. Amen. People are not sinners because they sin. People sin because they are sinners. A sinner knows nothing else but to sin. You and I, because we are holy, we are righteous. Amen.
Amen.
We live holy lives. We live righteous lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are we together, saints of God? Behold, how that verse blessed me. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. People are not going to hell because of their sins. The sin issue was settled. Jesus carried our sins. He became sin. He didn't commit sin. He became sin. He became our sin offering. People are going to go to hell because they didn't believe in the sin offering. They didn't accept the sin offerings in their life. That's why I told you that to earlier on, that I told you that we were not called to tell people to live right, but to believe right. If people believe right, they're automatically going to live right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Grace is the power to change.
Oh, yes.
There is now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus.
Don't walk around feeling condemned. Don't feel guilt. You are free. Talking of condemnation, there is this illustration. There is a young boy who was called Johnny. He had his sister called Sarah. They were living with their grandmother. And the grandmother had a duck that she loved so much. And the grandchildren knew that grandmama loves this duck. So one day Johnny was playing with his catapults. Then accidentally he shot the duck. The duck died. And he looked around. And there was no one. He took the duck. He buried it under a tree. Big tree which was in the yard. Because he knew how much grandmom loved the duck. Soon as he finished, Sarah, Johnny's sister, was watching by the window. And she went, amen.
Amen.
At supper, as they were eating at the table with grandmom, grandmom is, you are saying you don't know what happened to my duck. Where is it? So they finish eating. They finish eating. And grandmom says to Sarah, Sarah, why are you seated? What are you going to do the dishes? Remove these dishes and just go and do them. And Sarah goes, today Johnny says he wants to do all the dishes. And she leans over to Johnny. She says, remember the duck. Oh, so Johnny takes the dishes. He washes the dishes. It happens the second day. Third day, fourth day, the whole week. Then one night, before they went to sit for dinner, Johnny went to the grandman and he said, I'm very sorry. You were always asking what happened to your dog. I knew how you love your
dog.
Won't you forgive me? I'm very sorry. I accidentally killed your
dog.
And I buried it under that tree. Before he finishes, the grandmom goes, I saw it the day you did it. I was standing by that corner. I was just wondering, how long do you want to go on as a servant to Sarah? Amen. That's what condemnation does. You keep performing. You keep performing. Trying to please him. So that he won't hit you for that one and for that one and for that one that he did. Yes, that's the right word, varamuromo. God is not looking for your varamuromo, my friend. Amen. How many minutes? How many minutes, Pastor Steve? How many minutes? Amen. Whenever you ask that question, you say it's 5 minutes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is a good God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Like I told you, the sin issue has been settled. There is no condemnation to us as children of God. There is a verse that I love, that is in John chapter 12, verse 32. Which says, when the Son of Man, amen.
Amen.
Actually, it's in John chapter 3, when he says, when the Son of Man is lifted up.
John 3.
Amen.
Amen.
It's John 12:32.
John 12:32.
Amen.
Amen.
He will draw all.
And
our English Bible will say he will draw all men unto him. But if you go to the Greek context of that verse, it's talking of judgment. Jesus was lifted up at the cross. He drew all judgment unto him. If you read the whole chapter of John chapter 12, it's talking about judgment. So it is in that same context, in verse 32, that he says he will draw all judgment unto him. So all judgment was poured on Jesus Christ. He didn't reserve some for you. But as Christians, we have propagated this gospel that if we do certain things, God is going to curse us. There is no cursing to believers in the New Testament. Say amen. There is no cursing to us as children of God in the New Testament. Jesus was cursed on my behalf.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
There is no cursing. You are beyond curse. You remember even in the Old Testament that story of Balaam and Balak. I don't remember who it was between the two of them who say, if we try to curse these people, we are wasting our time. Because they are blessed. That's in the Old Covenant. What more in this New Covenant? It's even more glorious, beloved. We are beyond reproach. Blameless.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Beyond condemnation. All judgment has been poured on Jesus. There is a divine exchange that happened at the cross. I gave him all my faults and he gave me his righteousness, his holiness, his peace, his everything. Amen.
Amen.
Everything for Mahala.
Everything for
Mahala. Everything
for free.
Everything without pain. Everything for Mahala. Let us not qualify blessings. I've heard us qualifying blessings a lot of times. Amen. Qualifying. I'm blessed because I did A, B, C, D. I'm in this situation because I did A, B, C, D. If it wasn't for my days and nights, if it wasn't for A, B, C, D, if it wasn't for the money that I gave, I wouldn't be in this position. No, you are wrong. What I know is, because I know I'm blessed, I give to God. I give not to get blessed. I give because I'm blessed. I give because I know I'm blessed. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Those who are sick, we are healed in Jesus' name. We are not going to pronounce healing and something supernatural is going to happen. Then we are already healed. We just need to settle it in our hearts. Everything is in the past. And as far as New Testament Christianity is concerned, everything is in the past. We are qualified for all those blessings. Amen. Hallelujah.
May God bless you. Thank you.